What's poppin', home slice? This is great. Welcome back to the second episode of my podcast, of my series, Lazy and Stuff. People I dated. It's gonna be, again, school. Because I don't date that often. It's technically not dating, just people I asked me out. My girlfriend, supposedly. So, yeah, let's just get right into it. So, I dated 3 girls overall. And they were all, I guess, okay. I was never a big dating fan. I guess I just didn't get what they wanted from me. Hashtag money. That was a joke. But, yes. I dated 3 girls. So, I want to tell you about some of them. One of their names was, I'm not going to say their names, we'll call her Barbara. That's a horrible name. Sorry, Barbara, if you have a name, Barbara. So, she asked me out, and at the time, we were just friends, and I didn't know if she liked me, so I was like, sure. You know, I was younger, I didn't know what dating was, I just thought, this means we could talk more, you know? So, dating this girl, technically dating, and then all of a sudden, I talked to my friend that day, and he was like, yo, you know that girl, Barbara? And I was like, yeah, I know her, I'm dating her. And I was like, no, you're not, I'm dating her. And I sat there for a minute, I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, she asked me out, like yesterday, or whatever, and I was devastated, dude. I was like, what? First time cheating on somebody, right? But yeah. I was chilling. And apparently, found out that this girl also liked another girl. Hashtag weird. No, that's not weird. That's not weird. Oh, God. Please don't sue me. Yeah, it's not weird. But, just at the time, I didn't think too much about it. So, yeah, later on, I found out she liked this other girl. So, that's cool. First story. Second girl. So, we'll name her Adrian. Adrian's a good girl's name. Nah, it sounds like a boy's name, but it's a girl's name, too. So, it all started off when one of her friends... I was talking with one of her friends. And, We were just talking. And she was like, yo, you know that new girl, Adrian? And I was like, yeah. What about her? And she was like, she likes you. And I was like, oh, that's cool and all. I really didn't care too much about a relationship after the last one. So I went ahead and I was just chilling. And I saw her, Adrian. And I was like, okay, now's my chance. I walked up and I was like, hello. What's your name? And she scooted out of there, dude. I swear, she's a fast runner. So I was like, Jesus Christ, I just wanted to say hello. And at the time, I was so weirded out that she didn't want to talk to me. So after a while, I stopped talking to her. And not really, but I was talking to her friends. So every once in a while, she'd come in and just talk. And I didn't even make a joke. I'd make like one of those half hysterical jokes, like ha ha ha, something like that, and she would die laughing. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, do you need mental help? I have a phone number right here. And I guess she didn't take that too well, because she got mad. So she was like, I'm insane. I was like, okay. So I started getting along with her, and she would talk to me more. And she was a little nice girl. She is. She's definitely looking out for me, because I'll do something bad, and she's like, you can't do that, and I'm like, okay. But, I didn't think too much about it. A few days later, I figured out she rode my bus behind me, so she started riding my bus, and I would, you know, you're supposed to stay in your seat, but I did a little switcher, and, she was like, wait, before you leave, and I was like, what? And she gave me that. She was like, can I pray your hand? I'm like, Jesus Christ. So I gave her my hand. And he kissed it. I was like, the frick? Because, like, you don't kiss my hand without warning. I almost slapped her. Yeah, you know, I went in kung fu mode. But I was like, I got off that bus astonished. Went home. I didn't play video games because I'm a nerd. But I did not expect her to kiss me. And a few days later, we left school. And I lost contact with her. I had her phone number. She just apparently broke her phone. That's the most basic excuse you can use on me. If you ever date me, don't use that excuse on me. I've already had it once, and I'm not falling for it again. Third girl. Okay. What's her name? God. Sam. Samantha. There you go. That's not her actual name. That's just a name I thought of a girl I know. It wasn't her, though. So if you're watching, Samantha, it wasn't you. But I was dating this girl. I didn't know. I was first year. And I had talked with her. I knew her. My best friend knew her from, like, a while back. And we talked, and she was all shy around me at first. And I was like, okay. But we would talk more and more. And I grew to like her. She was a nice girl. I didn't like her like I do. And here's the thing about me. I have this really weird thing where I'll date girls because I feel bad. Don't be like me. If a girl asks you out and you don't like that girl, just say no. Don't say no, but say something like, you know, sorry, I can't, or something. Maybe you're dating somebody. I don't know. But I always felt bad, so I said yeah. She asked me out. I regretted it. She was a nice girl, but I like this better as friends, you know what I'm saying? So, she got really dramatic. She's watching, she's probably really mad because I called her dramatic, but she got really dramatic. I don't know why. So, that's just a tip for you. We could be friends. All of us are friends now, except the first girl. What was her name? Okay, I forgot what I called her. Barbara. Me and Barbara do not talk anymore. Instagram. So yeah. I just hope you guys enjoyed listening to me ramble about people I dated. Wink, wink. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Goodbye, my love bugs.